If I told you that Kisilov sent vans from the province of Buenos Aires to schools for special children to take them out of there without their parents' permission and take them to a political event where he took pictures with the kids, would you believe me? And if the mother of one of the kids told you, I've been fighting for 17 years to have him included and this guy comes to take a picture. It seems to me, I told the principal, that it was abuse. That's it, that's abuse. You still don't believe me. And if I show you the photos of the event, do you still believe me? And if I show you Kisilov speaking at the event with the grandmothers of Plaza de Mayo about the kids she took out of the schools without their parents' permission? The highest authorities in our country today, the president and vice president, all of them, I'm saying it today, I'm saying it here, failed.
Yes, I have everything.
The first and most important question in this video is how did Kisilov manage to take kids from special schools without their parents' permission? Okay, there's a catch.
The note they send from the school authorizing it is for parents to sign. It says that as a closing for the Future Memory Project, they were going to spend a day at the children's city where they were going to see recreational moments, games, music, and blah blah blah. And I said, oh, well, how great, the first excursion of the year. Let's go, I'll sign it. Quote.
Before getting to the part about the signed authorization, I'm going to show you everything in this video, a little colorful detail. You saw that the mother talked about music.
Recreational moments, games, music. Well.
Yes, that's the music that the kids listened to for hours while they waited for Kisilov and Estela de Carlotto to go on stage to talk about my law. But we'll get to that. First, let's see the signed authorization. On October 8th, we will be organizing an educational trip to the Children's Republic in the city of La Plata as part of the Future Memory Program. The Future Memory Program, in case you have no idea what it is an activity promoted by the province of Buenos Aires that was held in all schools where children and teachers record videos about the dictatorship.
The truth is that this future memory program that the province of Buenos Aires made through political lines, obviously disguised, at all secondary schools in the province of Buenos Aires, including those for disabilities. My son has autism spectrum disorder.
Important fact. Lorenzo, the disabled boy, can neither read nor write.
Lorenzo is 17 years old. He can neither write nor read, but he worked on Future Memory all year.
Let's continue with the authorization. During the day, a closing ceremony will be held with recreational activities, music, games, and other activities to enjoy. Other activities to enjoy, such as a political event by Kisilov. Anyway, now let's go to the day of the excursion.
That day, luckily, I didn't have to work. I was able to accompany him to school and say goodbye. I saw two vans and the vans had the logo of the province of Buenos Aires. I said, well, I know what a state school is like, the province probably lent it to him. Here's
a photo of Lorenzo on top of one of the vans with the province's logo, in case you're one of those people who thinks I'm making things up.
But anyway, they left at 6:30, we had to be back at school. They get to school, a van arrives first, the first van gets diverted, gets back on track, and the principal gets out of the first van and says, we're delayed because of Kisilov's speech.
And since she mentioned Kisilov's speech, let's listen to this magical speech he gave to disabled children who were taken out of school without their parents' permission. We are going through a very complicated time in that sense, a very difficult time because the highest authorities are defunding, shrinking, destroying, and also trying to smear, trying to dirty, trying to destroy what was built with so much effort, so much difficulty, and so much struggle. Twisted factoid. While Kisilov was playing at being loved by the masses of disabled kids, the kids were getting sunburned because apparently they had been sitting there for hours.
With their necks all burnt because, and I told the executives, I tell them, Lorenzo came with his neck all burnt, Because he was sunburned with that little sweater they put on him and everything. He was sitting there, so he wasn't there for 5 minutes. He was there for quite a while. That's why they think I'm lying about everything. In the first pin comment, I'm going to leave you the sources for everything I show. Everything. Because all these photos are uploaded to the official Instagrams of Futuro Memoria, the Grandmothers of Plaza de Mayo, and the official photographer of the Ministry of Women. Yes, the Ministry of Women, Dad, Mom. When you signed, I don't know if you knew, but at the beginning of the year in schools in Buenos Aires, parents were made to sign a permission slip to use their children's images, and parents thought that they were going to use them in a San Martin event, not for Kisilov's campaign. So, those who wanted to erase us, those who wanted to make us forget, those who wanted to lead us down a dead end where our own history would be distorted, all of them, the highest authorities in our country today, the president and vice president, all of them, I say it today, I say it here, they failed. I've been fighting for 17 years to have him included, and this guy comes to take his picture. To me, I told the principal, it seemed like an abuse. That is abuse, a breach of trust, because I leave my son at school and I leave him in your hands, where I know that it will be a caring, protected, empathetic place, where I will be aware of everything. Well, that's how I left. I tell him, the only thing I regret is that after this there will be a rift between you and me, as politics usually does when it goes to these places where it leaves its mark. They smeared the disabled with this guy because they smeared them. And now all the photos of the kids with their happy faces because they didn't understand anything this guy said, and it was a political speech because if you listen to him, he talks about politics, he talks against the government in power, he talks, the guy made politics.
To be completely fair, Kisilov wasn't the only one who spoke. Estela Carlotto and another grandmother from Plaza de Mayo were also there. So this event may not have been just political, but it may have had, I don't know, something educational about the dictatorship or something like that. Let's see. When I'm in a meeting like this, I can't help but remember Eve. For us, our beacon. And you know, do you know what Eve told us? Take care of Axel. He told us that until the last day of his life, and that's what we have to do, my friend.
Yes, he said, comrades, to the disabled kids who don't want to be there. And in case you're thinking, well, he said, comrades, because she's big, the lady is big. No, it's not because she's big, it's not because she's A, it's because she's A.
Take care of Axel. I already told him that I want to see him as president. I hope it comes true, because I'm already big. I hope it comes true while I'm in this world.
I hope not. I hope it doesn't come true. Well, just in case, because I can see that they have bad thoughts. I hope that what happened with Axel being president doesn't happen. Yes. What happened with this old lady dying? Let's see, I'm a little tired. I'm going to tell you what I really think. To me, all these old ladies who are there, the truth is that it doesn't surprise you that there's applause. I mean, the kids who are there are high school kids who don't have a political banner. I mean, the disabled kids don't love Axel Kisilov. So why are they applauding? I already told him that I want to see him as president.
Well, here's something kind of perverse. Apparently someone, probably the teachers themselves, I really don't know at this point, someone was suggesting to the disabled kids to applaud every time Axel said something. Lorenzo, you say Shilov and he applauds.
Yes, Lorenzo, the disabled kid, came back from the event completely impressed. And so that you understand the seriousness of this, here's a little more context.
Lolo speaks very poorly, you can't understand him. He had a tracheostomy until he was 10 years old, because Lorenzo, in addition to Down syndrome, has a gastric problem. He was born without an esophagus, he has had 27 reconstructive surgeries, his stomach was elevated, he is chronically malnourished, he has a lot of deficiencies, but he makes himself understood. So when he heard me say Kishilov, he clapped and I almost died. For my son to say something and applaud you, it's because someone had him sitting there and had brainwashed him. In fact, I started seeing photos on Instagram and there are kids with Down syndrome with little signs that say Axel, we love you. So that wasn't improvised.
And before we end this video, we're going to answer one last question. Why risk being discovered the way I was? Well, elections, that happened recently. So, the idea was to see the photos, the videos, but not know the context and for people to say, oh, look, they support the disabled here. How great, let's vote for them, quote. That was the end. It was a race before the truth was known. Well, now you know and you have to vote. What are you going to do? It hurts me as a mother, because you don't know the torturous things that as a mother of a disabled person you go through. And suddenly seeing this handling, to me this is a mix of abuse, of anguish, of saying, this world that I'm leaving to my son is very sad, very sad. Quote. Again, thank you for having made it to the end of this video and as always I wish you freedom.